Yeah, I think as South Africans, we're waiting for Bafana Bafana to bring home the AFCON at the end of the competition so that we have money to spend in February, at the end of January and in February. But yeah, but Bafana Bafana midfielder Yaya Sithole has said that the team must raise their level ahead of tomorrow's Africa Cup of Nations round of 16. Now, South Africa edged through a demanding group, beating Angola, losing narrowly to Egypt, and then sealing qualification with a dramatic 3-2 win over Zimbabwe. Now, speaking in Marrakesh, Sithole says consistency over the full 90 minutes will be key in the knockout stages.
Look at the way we are playing in patches sometimes. So, or we know that we are a team that likes to dominate the game for the whole 90 minutes. So that hasn't been happening in the past three games. We want to improve on that because we know we are capable of doing that.
Yeah, they'll kick off their clash tomorrow afternoon. And then in the English Premier League, Aston Villa could jump Manchester City on the English Premier League log to chase the title when they meet Nottingham Forest later. Now, Unai Emery says it's important his side bounce back from their defeat against Arsenal, which has broke their 11 unbeaten streak in midweek, and thinks they're still in a strong position and believes this year can be a special year for the club.
I like to compete. I like to play matches. I like to play Premier League, to play Europa League, to play FA Cup, because each match is an opportunity for the players to show their capacity to develop and to get the level we have now. Of course, now the challenge is to keep this level.
Aston Villa take on Nottingham Forest at 2:30. In the other fixtures today, Arsenal in action against Bournemouth at 7:30. At 5, Wolves lock horns with West Ham, and Burnley and Brighton will go toe-to-toe. Ending off with rugby, Sharks coach JP Peterson says his side must build on their recent momentum when they face the Emirates Lions in the United Rugby Championship later. Now, the Durbanites have claimed back-to-back wins, beating Saracens in the Investec Cup, Champions Cup rather, and Vodacom Bulls in the URC, but remain 13th on the table. Now, he knows that they'll need to keep that momentum going.
Two wins does help. It does bring energy. Does bring energy. Does give you, you know, as a group, come tighter. But we also will identify what we work on, which is important for us to grow. Like two wins, it means nothing if you don't back it up. So we want to keep it going. We want to work hard and make the team better.
That clash at Kings Park Stadium gets underway at 3:30. The Stormers will look to maintain their top spot in the URC.